With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Authorities are investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed the Rosebud Sioux Tribe's retreat center near Bear Butte. The Rapid City Journal reports the fire was reported early Thursday morning. Firefighters arrived to find the building engulfed in flames. No one was inside. The Journal reports the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is investigating the cause. The ATF has jurisdiction over fire and arson on federal and tribal land. Bear Butte is a spiritual site for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and other tribes of the Osseti-Sakowin. It's also sacred to the Cheyenne people. Indigenous people have visited Bear Butte for thousands of years. The state of South Dakota is using some federal COVID relief money for grants to prop up butchers across the state. The $5 million are split among 99 different businesses.
There's about 5 cattle for every person in South Dakota, and that beef's got to go somewhere. Some hope it's not large meat packers.
I don't want any more packers. I'm sick of packers. In fact, I think packers are stealing from our producers.
That's Governor Kristi Noem. The state is announcing meat processing grant dollars that are going to 99 different lockers, including 16 new businesses in the state. Awards range from $9,000 to $108,000. Noem says the money will help decentralize the meat industry, but it's not enough.
We have a lot of head of cattle in this state. A lot of hogs are raised here. We have the ability to produce and even more. We're not even close to touching the surface of what we could have and host here in the state for processing. So this is a drop in the bucket, but it's a start, and I think we can prove that it works.
Randy Grunewald co-owns Dakota Butcher with his wife Karen. The East River Butcher is expanding to Rapid City. Randy says it's a critical time for processors. He says the grant money couldn't have come at a better time.
A grinder costs $20,000, or a freezer could cost you up to $50,000 with this COVID. Everything takes a lot longer to get done. Everything costs a lot more to get it done.
The grants come on the heels of a cyber attack on meat processing giant JBS that shut down its operations for several days. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A new product line from a South Dakota company enables farming with the touch of a tablet. Raven Industries in Sioux Falls is launching 2 products under its Omni brand. Nick Langrock is the Director of Strategic Marketing at Raven Industries.
So Omni is going to be the brand that represents Raven's autonomous machines for the ag industry. So within Omni, you would have Omni Drive, which is our technology that you put on a tractor, like a Case IH Magnum, or an 8R John Deere tractor, and it allows you to autonomously control that tractor pulling a grain cart to sync up with a combine.
The other product is OmniPower. It allows farmers to autonomously launch or remotely control machinery from a tablet. OmniPower currently works with spreaders and sprayers. Langrock says the products are the latest evolution in autonomous farming.
We believe that we've been leading ag professionals, you know, the farmers and our ag retailers down the path to autonomous machinery for a lot of years through rate control, steering, connectivity, and all the things that we see as table stakes for farming practices today.
OmniDrive and OmniPower are available for pre-order now. They'll be delivered this fall. Housing prices are skyrocketing in South Dakota. Brent Adney is the Director of Home Ownership Programs for the South Dakota Housing Development Authority. He says low interest rates are decreasing the supply of homes and driving up prices.
There is a shortage of affordable homes. It seems like with the interest rates so low, people are just staying put and they're maybe refinancing, which is not then creating that supply that we would normally see this time of year.
So the authority is making changes to help low and moderate income buyers. The authority is eliminating its 1% loan origination fee. It is also increasing the amount of assistance it offers buyers for down payments and closing costs. A new monthly survey shows the economy in 9 Midwest and Plains states remaining strong in the wake of a devastating global pandemic. but the survey's index measuring inflation soared to a record high. The Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions for May came in at 72.3, down slightly from April's record high of 73.9. Any score above 50 on the survey's indexes suggests growth. But the survey's wholesale inflation gauge for the month surged to a record 96.3 from April's previous record of 96.2. Nearly one in three supply managers surveyed said rapidly rising input prices were their greatest 2021 economic challenge. The monthly survey covers South Dakota and eight other states. State Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says she's trying to avoid missing a November deadline to start issuing medical marijuana ID cards by holding a series of meetings to head off any objections to its proposed rules. The state is preparing for medical marijuana to be legalized this year. The Department of Health has been tasked with setting up much of the state's pot program. Health officials are balancing concerns from medical pot advocates, the state's physicians, law enforcement, and local government bodies. Health officials are planning a series of meetings and a telephone town hall to hear concerns with the new rules. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.